With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been an unusual few days. Several different weather patterns across the United States. Heavy snow in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Torrential rains flooding homes and washing out roads in Hawaii. The West is dealing with triple-digit temperatures. United States Supreme Court set to hear arguments over a push to end legal protection for migrants.
The Trump administration is focusing on people fleeing war and natural disasters from countries around the world, including Haiti and Syria. The justices refused to immediately lift the protections, allowing hundreds of thousands of people to live and work in the country legally, at least for now. The government's position is the protections were meant to be temporary. The conservative majority court has sided with the Trump administration on the issue before and allowed the end of temporary legal status for a total of 600,000 people from Venezuela. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the Obama Foundation is getting closer scrutiny.
New filings reveal that the Obama Foundation is paying massive salaries to former Obama administration officials while benefiting from a heavily subsidized land deal for its $850 million presidential center in Chicago. Critics accuse the foundation of exploiting public resources and perpetuating Chicago's culture of political corruption.
Salaries and benefits increased from $18.5 million in 2018 to $43.7 million in 2024. The antitrust trial of Live Nation and Ticketmaster in a New York federal court has resumed, with three dozen states remaining in the case, even after the Justice Department settled its claims and withdrew from the case a week ago. SRN News. A city in Oregon has gone all in for group marriage.
Portland has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Oregon is a very liberal state, and Portland is a very liberal city. Officials there claim there are more LGBT residents in Portland than in any other metropolis outside of San Francisco. Several other localities across the U.S. now legally recognize group marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfold, some evangelical leaders in this country speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end-time prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding prophetically, "We are right on cue." This is SRN News. Well, millions of Americans have yet to file their taxes, and scammers are just waiting. Correspondent Julie Walker reports, scams are on the rise, but there are things you can do to ward off the bad guys and save yourself a lot of trouble.
Robocalls, texts, and phishing emails from scammers are up this tax season, according to the FTC. Consumer advocates and government officials are urging the public to stay wary, stop and think before engaging with phone or text messages. Remember, the IRS will not contact you directly by text or phone. Officials say AI has likely contributed to an increase in fraud attempts. Scammers often use alarming language and QR codes to send people to fake websites where they ask you to verify accounts or enter personal information. Links may install malware or malicious software. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.